Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to hold bilateral meeting with her Algerian counterpart Abdelmadjid Tebboune. 5G rollover expected to inject $450 million into Indian economy by 2040, says Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya. Blanket ban imposed on all kinds of firecrackers in the national capital due to rising pollution. United States to send advanced missile defense system to Israel. And India set to host ISSF Junior World Cup in 2025. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to hold several bilateral meetings with the Algerian leadership and address the Algeria-India Economic Forum today. The president is in Algiers, the capital of Algeria, as part of her three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The visit is focused on reaffirming India's commitment to further strengthen its existing friendly and cordial relations with countries in Africa. Our correspondent has filed this report.
On the second day of President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Algeria today, she will visit the Maqam Ijahid, the Martyrs Memorial, built in memory of the fighters of Algerian War of Independence, and lay wreath there. President will also visit the National Museum of Mujahid that preserves the memories of Algeria's struggle against French colonialism. President is also scheduled to have bilateral meeting with her counterpart, Abdelmadjid Tebboune, and other delegation-level talks at Al Marodia Palace. She will also address the Algerian-India Economic Forum later in the evening today. Mayusha, Akashvani News, Algiers.
Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today said 5G rollover is expected to inject $450 million into the economy by 2040. Addressing the inaugural session of 5th Global Standards Symposium in New Delhi, Mr. Sindhya said, India has rolled out 5G telecom services across all states and union territories, covering 80% of the population in just 22 months. The minister said, this will serve as a beacon for global dialogue to build a consensus on the standards that will support the global rollout of new technologies.
This is the first time that the WTSA is being hosted in Asia, and therefore we thank our Secretary General, Ms. Doreen Martin. It is another milestone in India's progress under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji, who has powered this technological decade in India.
On the occasion, the Secretary General of International Telecommunication Union, Doreen Martin, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the ITU World Communication Standardization Assembly 2024 in New Delhi tomorrow. She said India is leading in terms of a knowledge-based economy where innovation is happening at unprecedented scale with a low cost. India will host the World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA, of the International Telecommunication Union at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the event. This is the first time India is hosting this event. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the India Mobile Congress. More from our correspondent.
The 10-day event aims to shape the future of technology standards in areas like 6G, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, big data, cybersecurity, machine-to-machine communications, and quantum technologies. Over 3,000 world leaders, technology experts from over 190 countries will participate in the event. The Telecommunication Assembly is held every 4 years, which play a pivotal role in setting global telecommunication standards. The event also marks a significant step towards the advancement of 5G and 6G network and the country's rising stature in the global technology landscape. Dipendra Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that the spirit of international solidarity is the heart of India's approach for global healthcare. Inaugurating the 19th International Conference of Drug Regulatory Authorities, ICDRA, in Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that India is not just a participant in this conference, but a partner building a stronger and more resilient world. He added that the theme, Smart Regulation, Delivering Quality Assured Medical Products for All, resonates with India's core beliefs of cooperation across borders, sectors. Discipline is essential for lasting health solutions.
We have a unique opportunity to reflect on these achievements and to discuss how we can enhance cooperation between nations to tackle emerging global health challenges. It provides a space to share knowledge, foster partnership, and develop regulatory frameworks that ensure the safety, efficacy, and quality of medical products worldwide.
In Uttar Pradesh, the situation is tense but under control in the Hardi area of Bahrich district after a youth lost his life in clashes that erupted during the Durga idol Visarjan yesterday. Additional Chief Secretary of Home Department of Uttar Pradesh, Deepak Kumar, along with ADG Law and Order Amitabh Yash, have reached Bahrich. Some villagers tried to create violence after the dead body of the youth died in the clashes reached Mehau Mansur village this morning, but the police managed the situation. Internet services have been blocked in the district. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is heading a high-level meeting on the issue. He instructed officials to take strict action against the perpetrators of violence. Police have arrested one person who allegedly opened fire on the Durga Puja procession, resulting in death of a youth. SP of the district, Vrinda Shukla, said that 25 to 30 people have been taken into custody regarding yesterday's violence.
जो महाराजगंज में घटना हुई है जिसमें एक व्यक्ति को गोली मारी गई है उसमें 30 संदिग्ध व्यक्तियों को पुलिस द्वारा ऑलरेडी हिरासत में ले लिया गया है, उसमें मुकदमा पंजीकृत कर लिया गया है और जो मुख्य आरोपी है जो कि भाग गया है उसकी भी लोकेशन ट्रेस हो गई है, उसको गिरफ्तार करने के लिए टीम्स को डिस्पैच कर दिया गया है.
BJP today came down heavily on Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge after his family reportedly decided to return the 5-acre land allotted to the Siddharth Vihar Trust. The trust being run by the Kharge family was allotted the land in the hardware sector of the high-tech defense and aerospace park in Bengaluru by the Karnataka Industrial Areas Development Board. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said that the decision to return the allotted land proves that it was grabbed by misusing power.
कांग्रेस अध्यक्ष श्री मल्लिकार्जुन खड़गे जी ने गंभीर रूप से उनके ट्रस्ट और उनके परिवार के द्वारा संचालित ट्रस्ट आक्षेप लगने के बाद आवंटित भूमि को लौटाने का जो निर्णय लिया है ये इससे पूर्व कर्नाटक के मुख्यमंत्री श्री सिद्धारमैया जी ने यही किया था. ये स्पष्ट रूप से यह प्रमाणित करता है और यह एक प्रकार से स्वीकारोक्ति है कि सत्ता का दुरुपयोग करके भूमि को हड़पने का कार्य कर्नाटक में कांग्रेस में सर्वोच्च स्तर पर हो रहा था.
Center has revoked the president's rule in Jammu and Kashmir, paving the way for the formation of a new government in the Union Territory. A notification in this regard has been issued by the central government. National Conference, Congress Alliance has secured majority in the recently held assembly elections. Earlier, National Conference Vice President Umar Abdullah met Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha on Friday in Raj Bhavan, Srinagar, and had staked claim for the formation of the new government in Jammu and Kashmir. An Air India flight bound to New York from Mumbai was diverted to Delhi this morning following a bomb threat. All the passengers are safe and nothing has been found during the inspection so far. IndiGo flight operating from Mumbai to Muscat had received a similar bomb threat. As per the protocol, the aircraft was taken to an isolated bay and mandatory security checks were promptly initiated. IndiGo flight operating from Mumbai to Jeddah also received a bomb threat. Federation of Medical Associations has called for a 48-hour cease work from 6 a.m. this morning in solidarity with the hunger strike by the junior doctors. On behalf of the Federation, Dr. Mukherjee informed that emergency services are not under the purview of the program. Joint platform of doctors are observing symbolic hunger strike for 12 hours from 9 a.m. today at their respective workplace to further strengthen the demands to the state government. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Delhi government today imposed a blanket ban on manufacturing, storage and selling of all kinds of firecrackers in view of rising pollution in the national capital. The ban will be implemented from today till 1st of January next year. The Delhi Pollution Control Committee has issued an order in this regard, which also includes a ban on delivery through online marketing platforms and bursting of all kinds of firecrackers. Reserve Bank of India, RBI Governor Shaktikant Das today said that India has developed a world-class digital public infrastructure which has facilitated the development of high-quality digital financial products. He said the country is now home to the world's third most vibrant startup ecosystem with over 1,40,000 startups and more than 100 unicorns. Addressing an event, RBI at 90 high-level conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Das stressed that India's experience in digital public infrastructure can be leveraged by other countries to improve and usher in a global digital revolution.
India has developed a world-class digital public infrastructure which has facilitated the development of high-quality digital financial products with enormous potential for cross-border payments. India's experience in digital public infrastructure can be leveraged by other countries to improve and usher in a global digital revolution.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today inaugurated the eMigrate V 2.0 web portal and mobile app in Delhi. The eMigrate portal has 2.81 lakh registered foreign employers. It promotes safe and legal mobility channels for Indian migrants. In his address, Dr. Jaishankar asserted that the launch of eMigrate V 2.0 portal is a testament to government's efforts to create safe, transparent and inclusive mobility for Indians. Army Chief General Upendra Drivedi has departed to Japan on a four-day visit to bolster the defense cooperation between India and Japan. The defense ministry said the visit aims at strengthening military cooperation between militaries of both the countries, besides exploring new avenues of collaboration. General Drivedi will meet with the senior military leadership of Japan at the Ministry of Defense in Ichigaya. The United States has announced that it is sending an advanced missile defense system to Israel and about 100 American troops to operate it. This is the first time U.S. forces have been deployed in Israel since the Hamas-led attacks a year ago. The Pentagon said President Joe Biden ordered Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to send the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, or THAAD, and its crew to Israel. The THAAD missile system is a ground-based interceptor designed to defend against ballistic missiles. The India Meteorological Department today forecast very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh during the next 3 days. Talking to media, senior IMD scientist Soma Sen Roy said that rainfall activity is expected in South Peninsula India due to the onset of northeast monsoon over the region.
We expect very heavy rainfall, that is up to 20 centimeter rainfall over Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Rayalaseema, Andhra Pradesh and of course in the first 3 days, that means 14th, 15th and 16th.
The International Shooting Sport Federation, ISSF, President Luciano Rossi confirmed that India will host the ISSF Junior World Cup in 2025. Mr. Rossi was addressing a press conference ahead of the ISSF World Cup in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Rossi also hailed India's increasing contribution to the development and growing popularity of shooting around the world. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty were trading higher in the afternoon trade today amid positive global cues. The BSE Sensex climbed 586 points to 81,967 and Nifty 50 was at 25,122 with an uptick of 158 points or 0.6%. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to hold bilateral meeting with her Algerian counterpart Abdelmadjid Tebboune. 5G rollover expected to inject $450 million into Indian economy by 2040, says Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya. Blanket ban imposed on all kinds of firecrackers in the national capital due to rising pollution. United States to send advanced missile defense system to Israel and India set to host ISSF Junior World Cup in 2025. And with that, we end the midday news.